Vaccination saves lives. Pneumococcal vaccine for children under 2 years. NHS Wales, Public Health Wales. This leaflet tells you about pneumococcal infection and the pneumococcal vaccine for babies. This information is available in Welsh. What is pneumococcal infection? Pneumococcal infection is one of the most common causes of meningitis, an infection of the lining of the brain. It also causes ear infections, otitis media, pneumonia, infection of the lungs, and some other serious illnesses. Some children carry pneumococcal bacteria in the back of their nose and throat. They easily pass these bacteria on to others by coughing, sneezing, and close contact. The pneumococcal vaccine given to children, known as PCV, provides good protection against pneumococcal infection. This vaccine does not protect against meningitis caused by other bacteria or viruses, so you still need to know the signs and symptoms to look out for. Symptoms may appear in any order, and some may not appear at all. These are the symptoms seen in babies and toddlers. Fever, cold hands and feet, fretful, dislike being handled, rapid breathing or grunting, unusual cry, moaning, stiff neck, dislike bright lights, refusing food and vomiting, drowsy, floppy, unresponsive, pale, blotchy skin, spots or rash, see glass test, tense, bulging fontanelle, soft spot, convulsions or seizures. Very young babies may not have a fever. Their temperature could be normal or low. Source, copyright, meningitis now. What should I do if I suspect meningitis? If your child is ill and getting worse, do not wait for a rash, as symptoms can appear in any order and some may not appear at all. So get medical help urgently. If you can't get in touch with your doctor or are still worried after getting advice, trust your instincts and go to the emergency department of your nearest hospital. The glass test for meningitis. A rash that does not fade under pressure is a sign of meningococcal septicemia, blood poisoning. Press the side of a clear glass firmly against the skin. Spots or a rash or both may fade at first. Keep checking. Fever with spots or a rash or both that do not fade under pressure is a medical emergency. If your child is ill and getting worse, get medical help immediately. On dark skin, the spots or rash can be more difficult to see. Many medical experts now use the term sepsis instead of septicemia. When is the pneumococcal vaccine offered? Children are offered the pneumococcal vaccine alongside their other routine childhood vaccinations when they are 16 weeks old and again at 12 to 13 months for longer term protection. How will I know when my child's vaccinations are due? Children are sent an appointment for their routine pneumococcal vaccine at the appropriate age. Most GP surgeries and health centres run special vaccination or baby clinics. What happens at the appointment? The nurse or doctor will explain about the vaccinations and answer your questions. With babies, the vaccine is given by injection into the thigh. In children over 12 months, injections are usually given into the upper arm. Can the vaccine be given if my child is unwell on the day of the appointment? If your child has a minor illness without a fever, such as a cold, they should have their vaccinations as normal. If your child is ill with a fever on the day the vaccination is due, delay the vaccination until they have recovered. Are there any children who should not have the vaccine? There are a few reasons why children cannot be vaccinated. Allergies. Most people with allergies can have the vaccine with no problems. The vaccine should not be given to anyone who has had a serious life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. Speak to the person giving your baby the vaccine if they have had a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine or ingredients in the past. If your child has a bleeding disorder, for example, haemophilia, where their blood does not clot properly, has had a fit not caused by a fever, or a problem with their immune system, speak to your doctor, practice nurse, or health visitor before your child has any vaccination. What if I miss the appointment? You should cancel an appointment if you can't make it. If you do miss the appointment or have to delay the vaccination, make a new appointment as soon as possible. If your child is under 2, pneumococcal vaccine can still be given, but your child will be without protection for longer. Remember, it's important to catch up on most missed vaccinations. If your child has missed a vaccination and is older than the recommended age, talk to your GP, practice nurse, or health visitor. Does the vaccine have any side effects? Millions of doses of the vaccine have been given, and it has a very good safety record. Children can sometimes get a sore leg or arm where the injection was given. Some may develop a small lump where the needle was put in. This is normal and may last some weeks. It does not need any treatment. They may also get a raised temperature, fever, seem unsettled, and may not want to feed much. If your child has a raised temperature and seems unwell, you can give them paracetamol liquid. Read the instructions on the bottle carefully and give your child the correct strength and dose for their age. If you are worried about your child after the vaccination, you should speak to your health visitor, doctor, or practice nurse. If you have any questions or concerns about side effects, you can ask the person giving your baby the vaccine. Visit 111.wales.nhs.uk external site or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. Listen to the end of this recording for further details on the vaccine, including all possible side effects, and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. Rarely, people can have a severe reaction soon after vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and food. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in 1 million people. Staff who deliver vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. Further information. If you have any questions or want more information, you can visit 111.wales.nhs.uk external site, talk to your doctor or nurse, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to medicines.org.uk/EMC external site. Enter the name of the vaccine in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at phw.nhs.wales/PCV vaccine. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard, external site, by downloading the Yellow Card app or by calling 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out how the NHS uses your information, go to 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information, external site. Copyright Public Health Wales NHS Trust. Version 2, July 2025. ISBN 978-1-83766-581-5. This is the end of the audio recording of the pneumococcal vaccine for children under 2 years leaflet. Thanks for listening.